It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and you're about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Don't forget, you can find, if you're in Central Pennsylvania, you can get all the 409 Tailgate Club stuff.
You keep saying get. We are definitely in Central Pennsylvania when you talk like that.
Yeah, get.
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 Is that really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know Central Pennsylvania accent.
You're from Reading. I'm not from here. I
the accent
sorry
I know,
for sidetracking.
The
sorry,
Pennsylvania
sorry.
Accent I
Proceed.
Know is like Philadelphia, home, phone.
Water. You know, and I, you know, first Don, that's Pittsburgh.
It's in my bad. I got you distracted.
Don
proceed.
Tom. Okay, proceed.
First Don no, wait, and Rebond. That's up where my wife's from.
Are you promoting something there?
No, I was just going to say you can get all the 409 Tailgate Club guys stuff at Route 15 Beverage.
Yes!
In just outside Dillsburg, which is actually where I do go. I'm not just I do go there when I buy beer for my wife. She's a beer drinker.
Are you going to trademark the phrase daddy soda at some point?
I should.
You really should before somebody else jumps on it.
I really should.
You should.
Have you, you don't drink beer any?
I'm not a, I
gin drink, and tonics for days.
I'm a gin and tonic guy, and I do drink beer, but I only like to drink Hefeweizen because I was ruined when I lived in Germany for 5 years.
Oh, I'm an IPA guy.
My wife is not an IPA, but she's a dark.
To be honest with you,
beer, porter beer.
I could live the rest of my life with Crystal from Route 15 Beverage and Andrew from 409 Tailgate Club and just eat his food and drink her beer and be totally content. You guys, I could live in a warehouse.
Homer Simpson, ladies and gentlemen. Homer Simpson.
I could live in a warehouse right off her. Actually, now that they sell the Route 409, the 409 stuff at Route 15 Beverage, I could just live in the ice house there.
Yep.
And at Route 15 Beverage, I got everything I need.
Yep, I no longer have to have somebody else get my sauces for me. I just got to go where I get the beer. All right, don't forget the number one question this week, as deemed by Ross, will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You get some rubs, some sauces, and a tailgate with honor apron. All right, question number one comes from Gary in Richmond, Virginia. He says, hey, Ross, with the recently departed offensive players of the NFL, is it likely that the Nittany Lions could be more balanced as a team in 2018? I feel the star power is equal on offense, creating more balance, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so basically what he's saying is that it's been an offensive-centric team the last 2 years, and will it be more balanced this year? Is that
balanced offensive on the like everyone was focused on Barkley.
Oh, okay. That's not how I took it, but okay. We'll answer both. Number one, I think that they need to be better on defense, so they need to be a little more balanced that way. And then specifically on the offensive side of the ball, yeah. Although Trace McSorley's numbers have been crazy. Yeah. They've been pretty balanced offensively.
The thing is, Barkley's going to hurt. Mike Gesicki's going to hurt.
That's
don't
a good
know.
Point.
And you know, you're hoping that Justin Shorter's ready to go. You're hoping that Miles Sanders can be somewhere close to what Barkley did. It's great to have Trace back. You still don't know about Tommy and his role, Tommy Stevens. I mean, I think that Trace is going to have a great year, and I think the improved offensive line should really help Miles Sanders. But the tight end position, I think, is – we were talking about middle linebacker and safety, I think, last week as concerns. I think we probably need to throw tight end up there as well.
They arguably – I mean, they might have lost two first-round pick skill position guys. I mean, Barkley definitely will be. Gesicki will – has a chance to be. People think Hamilton might go in the second round now. So they might have lost three guys that go in the top, 70 picks of the draft. That's a lot to overcome. And honestly, goes back to conversations that we've had in October, November, December about, last year kind of being a missed opportunity for Penn State. I mean, you look at the personnel.
It was.
Last year was their year to do something special.
It was.
And, they made whatever they call those bowls, New Year's Six Bowl, and they won it. But it was a good season. I think the personnel should have made it a great season.
Yeah, the opportunity for a great season was there. All right, let's keep moving on. Tom in Tunkhannock Asked, with Micah Parsons trying out at the Mike linebacker, some have opined his readiness would be partially contingent upon being able to make defensive calls. Could the other box linebacker who has more experience be able to make the calls instead of the middle guy?
Yeah, they're not going to have him do the calls.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Micah Parsons. They're not going to have a true freshman.
Well, I think the other guy in the box is going to be Cam Brown, because Koa's usually flanked out. And isn't Cam the other box linebacker?
They could have a safety, or they could have Koa or someone.
A guy that watches Nick Scott, because he's a veteran, been around. Franklin is already, he just called him the best athlete on the team. You could read those tea leaves. He's got a spot. And I think that if there's any kind of confusion, I think Nick Scott's going to be the guy that they want.
It's also year three for Cam Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he should know it by now.
Can a safety call the defense? Is that too far?
Are we talking about in the huddle, or are we talking about checks? I think he can do both, especially if it's a safety. He's going to be down near the ball.
Checks
more
is more
often.
What I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Kevin in Unityville. Ross has me excited this week, then pulled the rug right out from underneath. So let's try again. Does Beaver Stadium steal all kids and their families when they crest the hills and see that giant beauty sitting in the middle of nowhere? By the way, that stadium is not a beauty, but anyway, go ahead. That thing's an ugly duckling.
What's the question? I think you missed a word or two.
No, Ross had me excited this week, then pulled the rug right out from underneath me. So let's try again. Does Beaver Stadium steal all kids and their families?
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
You said it sounded like all.
It did. Get. Aw. Get.
Pronunciation is a
enunciation.
Very.
Enunciation.
Enunciation.
Thank you.
Is a very important thing.
All right.
I think Beaver Stadium, when the whiteout is in play, is
that's
is,
a good
is
point.
Is the spot
in all of college football.
And I think you know, a noon kick or a 3:30 kick is great, but I think there's other experiences that are comparable. Would you say that?
I think inside the stadium, I think for a whiteout, it's the best in all of college football. His question was, does it still awe you when you see it for little kids? I think the answer is yes, just because of how massive it is.
Yeah.
It's not the most aesthetically pleasing outside of a stadium.
It is not.
You know, the other guys that I play in the NFL with that play in the Big Ten, they would call it the giant erector set. You know, they had different things. They would make fun of it because, like, if you look at, like, the horseshoe, like, it's brick. You know, like, the big house, it's kind of a weird way that they say it. I don't know if it was a cost savings thing or what, but there's no, like, shell to it. It's just like
the shell's been covered up over the expansion.
Yeah.
The original bowl has been covered, and now it looks like it was built with Legos.
Yeah.
So,
but I do think it still awes people, and more importantly, I don't think people care as much about that when you actually get inside and you experience it. You know, every guy tells me that it's the loudest and feels like the biggest because Michigan is so big and wide and flat and built down that it goes out like that. Penn State goes up, so it feels like the biggest when you're at Penn State.
Whiteout is still the best. There's no argument on that.
I don't even want to say it, but that was a good question. But I'm nervous that Unityville is going to get beat out again. So I don't want to get his hopes up again, but that was pretty good, Unityville.
Oh, no.
Did you do the middle thing yet?
I was just about to do it. Thank you, sir. Thank you. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Visit their website. Get all your barbecue sauce and rub needs. Let's go to Keith in Greensburg. Ross, during your career as a player and announcer, you've traveled extensively. You also obviously are a connoisseur of very good food. My question is, where's the best pizza that you've ever enjoyed?
Oh, that's easy.
Really?
Yeah. G&A Pizza in Reading, specifically in West Reading. It's the best pizza I've ever had. It's the best pizza anybody's ever had. It is delicious. I think it's the seasoning more than anything else, but it's amazing. And I know people that say, oh, everybody thinks they're hometown. No. I don't feel that way about any hometown burger or any hometown anything else. But he asked about pizza. I don't feel that way about any hometown beer. I like Yingling, but I prefer an IPA. But if we're talking pizza, it's G&A Pizza on Penn Avenue in West Reading. And ask anybody that's not from there. My brother-in-laws, My sister, like when they're in the Reading area, they go to GNA. It's that good. I also like I like deep dish when I was in Chicago. And
I did. I liked it a lot.
That's just a lot, man.
It's big.
I mean, I always had to take a nap after that. Holy cow.
It's a one slice eat for me.
Two and that's it. Yeah. Save it for breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah. I did like the deep dish as well. Okay, let's keep moving. Jeremy in Pittsburgh asks all-knowing Ross, should we expect to see even better things out of Saquon Barkley at the next level? He had to wait a little bit for the RPO to set up on every play at Penn State. If he gets a direct handoff and a head of steam, I'm thinking even as a rookie, he has a real chance to be Rookie of the Year. What say you, sir?
That is an interesting question. Who is that?
That is Jeremy in Pittsburgh.
So what's interesting about that is I've talked to people that feel like Penn State's offense was sort of limiting at times for Barkley, because my critique of Barkley, as you guys know, has been that at times he doesn't just hit it up in there.
Right.
He's looking for the home run. Too many lost yardage runs where he kind of caught the ball, took the ball, and then just stood there for a second.
Right.
Where he would better serve just going. But part of that's the nature of their offense and always being sidecar in the gun. I've talked to running backs that can't stand that. They think – I'm trying to think who I talked to. I talked to somebody on the radio, like an NFL Hall of Famer.
Right.
Who said – who talked about how hard that – oh, you know what it is? Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber was saying that is really, really hard. He felt like it was much easier to be the dot, the single back there, and take the handoff and have a little bit more room to see what's going on. You get the ball there so you're not worrying about it. He didn't like it. He felt like a lot of times – Barkley wasn't able to get really any momentum. He wasn't really able to pick his spot as much because that inside zone, you know, he hands it. He's got to go that way. He doesn't really have the ability to cut it all the way back. So, yeah, Tiki Barber said that. That's a good question. So the answer is, yeah, I think he does have a chance to do really special things. I mean, it depends a lot on where he lands. But, yeah, I think in the run game, the offense might be better suited for him in some ways.
Would love to see him run out of an eye. Just one.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I'm just going to say one more time, have a tight end or a back that can actually make a block to kind of help the offensive line.
So as a pure running back, just as a running back, not as an impact player, you think the next level for there's another level for Barkley at the NFL?
I do. I think he has that kind of physical ability. I think he might have more rushing yards than last year. Let's go with the last guy. Let's make Unityville suffer more, and let's go with the Pittsburgh guy.
You asked for it, Unityville. All right, Jeremy in Pittsburgh, you are our winner. All right, thanks. That'll do it. Ask Ross, thanks for joining us for this. Quarter number four, we finish strong. Coming up next.
Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.